Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello!
Hi!
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for January 29th through February 2nd. We're recording via Zoom today because JD has COVID. Yay.
I thought we were done with that. Tell him to quit hanging on to it.
I know. It'd be really nice. And for whatever reason, technology hates us today. So we're going to have some lagging and yeah.
All right. So do we have any pipelines?
We do. We have one from, I have something popping up. From Phyllis, I think this is a new writer. Hi, ladies. Love your podcast. I joined in on the commentary like I'm sitting on the couch with you.
Aw.
But this time I'm actually reaching out because I had to share my excitement about the idea that Jason will be returning as the shooter or the one in charge of the shootings at Sunny's. Once Sunny said, "Whoever did this knows our system on the inside and out, procedures and operations," I instantly thought, Jason. I can't wait to see how this plays out. Unlike falling off a boat ridiculousness, but that's a discussion for another time. Oh no, we will be discussing that because how many times can the same exact thing happen to the same three people?
Yep. But this time it was a different boat. It looked so different.
We're putting air quotes around that. Keep doing right. What you're doing because you do it like no other. Smiley face. Cheers, Phyllis. Thank you, Phyllis.
Aww. That's so sweet. Yes, oh. Thank you.
And her subject was, it must be Jason. And I think that was it for Pipeline. This upcoming Thursday, we're going to be continuing part 4, Bobby, in which we finish, I think it was 1992 and 93.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. So we're moving along. Okay. Let's get some Hulu headlines. On Monday, Spencer and Trina enjoy a romantic dinner in Paris. Dante and Chase look for Esme. Alexis has news for Laura. Curtis has his first PT session. And Finn wrestles with an idea regarding his case. On Tuesday, Diane's announcement stuns the courtroom. Curtis and Portia make an urgent decision. Spencer makes a discovery. Jordan and Anna question Brennan. And Dex alerts Sunny and Ava about a threat. On Wednesday, Lois confronts Olivia. Carly reassures her new staff. Tracy has reservations. Ava is frightened. Spencer and Trina find themselves in a precarious situation. On Thursday, Laura holds out hope. Jocelyn, Carly, and Felicia try to help Adam. Drew and Michael face the end of their partnership. Lois shares her ideas for Brooklyn and Chase's wedding, and Tracy rises to the occasion. And then on Friday, Jocelyn is stunned. Laura and Sunny bond. Carly meets a new patron. Anna and Jordan set up a meeting, and a surprise guest appears at Laura's.
Uh-huh.
So I watched everything on Friday. So I watched Monday through Thursday in the morning and then watched Friday evening. And I have very little notes because I was just like, oh, this is kind of just meh.
Yeah.
I was doing other stuff too. I mean, I'm frequently watching while I'm doing like administrative work, but yeah, nothing was really like kind of holding my attention until Friday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I watched all of it last night up until the last 15 minutes of Friday. And then I was falling asleep. So I turned it off. So right before you and I jumped on or were trying to jump on, I watched the last 15 minutes and I'm like ready to give my 2 weeks notice to the podcast, to, as a GH fan, as all of it.
Oh my gosh. I guess we're starting somewhere I wasn't expecting.
You can't. Wait, what? I literally said, what?
You have to come down a few octaves. Like, yeah. You're going off of, we're not going to be able to hear you. What?
Sorry. I said what? Very angry / excitedly because, well, we can kind of like back up, but stick to the same story. Anna and Jordan are working together to figure out who is buying the stolen WSB guns because they met with Brennan and he was like, haha, I know stuff you don't know. And Anna threatened him with having Sonny get involved. And so her and Jordan went on their own little sting operation to figure out who's buying the guns from the WSB. And before that, you see this guy hanging out at the diner and he makes a comment to Carly about how he used to work there. And the whole time I'm like, who is that? I don't know who that is. Like, I would remember this dude's face. And he talks to Leo and they reassures Olivia that he has a son that's autistic. So he wasn't trying to like be a creep. He just saw that Leo was getting agitated. And so he was trying to keep him from, you know, becoming more agitated while he waited for Olivia, blah, blah, blah. And then you see him break in. You see him rush out of there. And then you see him break into the hotel room that Anna is in. And he's like, I'm in charge now. And she's like, oh, who are you? And he says, don't you recognize me? And she says, Jagger. What the heck?
Okay, so my daughter had just gone to bed. She had just said goodnight to me. So it's not even like she was not sleeping. So,
okay.
I very loudly went, what? And I received a text that said, can you please keep it down? It was a cute little
getting in trouble from the kid.
But I had to rewind it and watch it again and Marco Polo, my aunt, because
Is she with me? Is she upset?
Well, she's like, maybe I'll start watching again because I have so many questions. And I said, well, obviously, so she was not really watching. She was just listening to the message. And so there was a video and I didn't watch it. So then I had to go back and watch it. And she's like, what? And then I'm just like, how did we not figure this out? Because we never watched season 2 of Night Shift.
That's why. We'll blame it all on that.
And that is when his son was diagnosed by Robin.
Yes.
So that's bad on us.
No, it's not bad on us. Because, okay, we knew, or I knew, that Jagger had a son that was autistic. That man does not even come close to resembling Jagger. Like, did he go through some face reconstruction Jason and them?
Of course.
No. No, okay, I'm not buying it.
I am demanding a 411 all about Jagger next week. And that's all you.
All about Jagger up until this week. And then I'm boycotting. Like, seriously, this is ridiculous.
Give it. Okay, you really, really hate change. And this is like a big one.
This is a huge change. And we didn't even try to keep it somewhat the same. When we needed to replace Spencer, we found someone who still passed as Spencer. When we needed to replace Nicholas, we found someone who could still pass as Nicholas. This new Jagger looks nothing like old Jagger.
Now he's blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right. He's a little Irish kid instead of freaking Italian. What the heck? No, I'm not dealing with this well. I'm sorry.
I'm happy for you, even though I know it's not.
No. You can't have Jagger without Karen. You can't have
Karen. Well, they replaced Karen too. Okay, first of all, I know. Karen's dead. But also, Karen was recast.
Right. So I'm just, like I said, boycotting the whole thing. I'm so angry. So not happy. So yeah.
But seriously, where did that come from?
I have no idea where that came from. And I just don't understand why. And don't you think, so Jagger was married to Karen, who passed away. Karen was Scott's daughter. You don't think at some point in time Scott would have referenced something about his grandchildren or something?
Was Karen his son's mom?
It doesn't matter. Scott takes on
Elizabeth's
boys like they're his.
Yeah, but no, it does.
It takes on Elizabeth's kids like they are his grandchildren, even though they are not biologically
in contact with them.
You don't think he would have stayed in contact? Jagger and Karen were so in love. You don't think that if you were trying to get to know Karen, even though she was deceased, that you would make a connection with her husband? Exactly. All BS.
Oh, we don't know who his son's mother is. Do you know who portrayed?
I don't care who it is.
No, do you know who played Stone II? Was that Cameron Boyce?
Oh, no. Oh, I did know that. Yes, I did.
He passed away in 2019.
He did. We loved him. He was a big Disney star. He was in all the Descendant movies that Madeline and I have memorized. So, yes, it was very sad that he passed away. I mean, it's sad when any kid passes away, but I just mean, like, he pushed through his issues and was like, no, I don't care. I'm going to keep working. And then just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, we don't know who his mom is. So that would be why.
We can talk about other things. I understand we can't dwell on this the whole hour, but I'm angry and I do not know how soon I'm going to be able to let this go. Because that's
where I was confused, though, was so he could not have been the guy that was behind the door a couple weeks ago when Jordan was being questioned, because he looked like he didn't know that was Jordan.
Right. I wouldn't think so. I don't know. Yeah. So mad.
Okay.
That, in case anyone wanted to know how I felt. mad.
Everyone's probably thinking you're going to be so excited.
No, that was a poor recast. I don't care how good of an actor he is. Poor recast.
It's been 30 years since he's been on the show.
I'm sorry. Every woman with a pair of eyes lusted after Jagger. And that new guy's a cutie. I'm not saying he's not cute, but it is not the same. Mm-mm. No.
I'm curious. I'm just trying to figure out how Anna figured it out, because it looked like she like looked in his eyes and was like, oh. But I mean, he has light blue eyes.
Right. So we're just going to pretend that real Jagger never happened. Whatever. I'm so bad. But anyway, okay. Well, I'll move past that to a happier thing that still was like isolated. My gold star this week, because I want to give one out, would go to Carly, because I loved how sincere and down to earth she was talking to the Deception girls and then bringing up the fact that she had worked for them, for that company, years ago. And then she totally had Tracy like in her pocket, even though Tracy thought she was in charge.
Yeah.
That was good. Tracy's like, the contract already has those terms. And she's like, yeah, like I already knew we were going to play this game and here's what we're going to land on. Sign. So what was your favorite part, or what part were you angry about?
Okay. So, I mean, I was excited for you, but I knew that you weren't going to be happy.
Mm-mm.
For it to just come out of nowhere. So I did a little bit of Googling, because I was like, how did we not know this about his son? And it said, if you like, who in the world had Jagger coming back on their General Hospital bingo card for the year? It was right. Like, nobody.
Yep.
I wish that they had just ended it there. I feel like it was so dumb to end it with Nicholas and Ace. Like, that was not a cliffhanger.
That wasn't a cliffhanger, and that actually made me mad too, because like, now Nicholas can come home because the person that can accuse him of bad things is dead. Like,
right.
Would you have come home if only Spencer had died and Esme was still out there?
Probably not.
Exactly.
But did you see that Laura was looking at a picture of little Spencer, and it was Nicholas Bechtel?
Yes.
That was really sweet. I like that they did that.
Yeah.
That makes me wonder, like, they're not going to do it. They're not going to recast.
No.
But here's the thing. We all know that Spencer is not dead, because we all know that Nicholas Chavez is in the Menendez Brothers movie on Netflix. Like, that's why he left.
Right.
Like, it's been a thing for years, because didn't it get delayed because of COVID?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's like, we've had at least 2 or 3 years of prep for this.
Right.
We know he's not dead. And how are they going to have Trina throw away such a great opportunity for her career?
I know. I think that's what I'm most mad about, is the effect that we're making. Like, obviously, Trina would be devastated.
100%. Yes.
Where is somebody, and maybe it's just too soon, but where is somebody to say, like, that's not what Spencer would want for you? He was so proud of you for getting into the school. He was so excited for you. He even said, like, I don't expect you to entertain me every day. You need to concentrate on your studies and, like, fully experience this, blah, blah, blah. So
right.
Hoping that that's just coming in a couple days, like, the school will give her, that would be such a horrible opportunity for her to give up. But at the same time, we don't really want to lose Trina either, because if they stick her in Paris by herself, they're not going to let us follow her the way they would have if he was there.
Right.
So
I don't know. I hope that maybe they'll just allow her to defer to the fall semester.
Yeah, that would be good.
I mean, I understand her taking the time off. Oh, that was so hard, though, watching Eden. Oh, Eden's back, but watching
her. Yes.
Comfort her, because you're like, oh, you are mourning your mom while you're talking to her, you know, but they called Cam.
Yeah.
And then Sunny, though, when he was, okay, we're just doing this entire episode backwards.
Backwards. Yep.
We do this from time to time. Sunny was like, Dex, have you talked to Joss? And he said, no. He's like, she needs to hear about Spencer from you. Like, she wouldn't have heard it from her best friend, who was the girlfriend of Spencer.
Right. Right. That didn't make any sense. And then, not that I was surprised or anyone was surprised, but Nina has been there visiting with Ava and trying to get scoop on what Sunny said about their marriage and stuff. And then she walks out and is like, oh, Sunny, I'm so sorry. And again, is trying to use it to worm her way back into his life. And at least he was smart this time. I was like, Nina, I can't. Like, I can't even deal with you. I'm not going to let you use this situation. No.
Yep. I did like that. He's like, mm-mm.
No. But how dare she even try? Like, come on.
She's desperate. She's grasping at straws. Because here's the thing. She was overhearing to hear what he would say to Ava.
Right. Right.
She's just hanging out in the hallway. You just conveniently came out when.
Right. Whenever he met Spencer. Yeah.
Yeah. I did like that Carly and Olivia cleared the air of why Olivia kept the secret.
Yes. Yeah. I liked Olivia this week. She fixed things with Carly pretty much, and Lois went to her and was like, listen, we can't like keep avoiding each other, or you avoiding me. We need to talk this out. And I love the scene in the office, because Nina 100% thought that she was going to be like, oh yeah, stop being mean to Nina. And instead Nina was like, don't talk to my friend that way. Like, you can't be Miss I'm going to prosecute everyone whenever your husband is a major crime boss. Okay. Yes. Mob boss.
Yes.
So thanks for finally saying what we've all been thinking, Olivia.
Right. And I did like that Lois at least acknowledged that she's just been upset about the fact that, like, Olivia and Sunny moved on without her. You know, she hasn't been there.
Right.
I did think it was a little, okay, Lois is eccentric, and Lois loves her daughter, Brooklyn, and the city of Brooklyn.
Yes.
But she also really wanted her own wedding, her own way. So I feel like she would definitely not force her stuff on Brooklyn, that she would be like, okay, well, what have you been envisioning? Maybe we can have Coney Island hot dogs as like the past hors d'oeuvres, you know, like little cute things like that. Maybe, you know, make little mini funnel cakes or something, you know, to have the feel. But for her to just kind of come in and not even give anyone an opinion. And then, they're like, well, we can just do the rehearsal dinner at Coney Island and just use the jets to get back and forth real quick.
Hey, right. You don't do that every weekend. You say that like you don't have a private jet too. What are you talking about?
The Quartermains are going to have to get more jets.
Yeah.
They're sending them off to Paris.
Yeah. They'll need a few more. I just didn't like the fact, like you said, Lois is definitely her own person, and she wanted to stick to tradition when she married Ned, but she wouldn't expect that for Brooklyn. Like, Brooklyn's not not traditional. Like, that's just not her. So unless Chase was pushing for it, which he wouldn't push for it away from where his family and friends are, it didn't make any sense that they're like, oh, yeah, you're going to get married at this church and blah, 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 blah.
Well, and especially where Gregory is sick.
Yeah.
Like, Lois would definitely take that into consideration.
Right. And instead, she's kind of blew over it. Like, well, that's okay. Our priest is very modern. He'll totally let you come up and say some words.
Right.
Okay. So, I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't wait to see. That's going to be, no matter what they do, it's going to be so pretty. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
That one's going to make me cry, I bet.
Aw.
Yeah. If I stick around that long, because I'm still so angry, but that's okay.
You're not quitting.
I'm telling you, I'm angry. They better do really good things with this Jagger stuff.
Well, maybe. Well, when you finish your 411 research and you can tell us what happened, maybe there's a really good reason why he needed all the facial reconstruction.
Okay. I highly doubt that, but okay. Sure.
He is the same age, though, because I thought he looked really young. And I'm not saying that Antonio Sabato Jr. looks old, but he just looks different. And I felt like this guy looked young, but they're actually both 52.
Well, I'm glad they got at least the age right, because they didn't nothing else.
I'm sorry. The new guy is 52. Antonio Sabato Jr., do you know that he was born on leap year?
Oh, no, that's so cute.
February 29th, 1972.
I'm sure I knew that at some point in time, because that means that his birthday is so close to mine that we were meant to be.
I feel like you should know that, because Jonathan Taylor Thomas is a year and 5 days older than me. And okay, I still know that.
but you're like ridiculously obsessive. I don't think I was that crazy obsessive over anyone. I just like pictures, like I had the calendar, that kind of stuff. But anyway, we'll have to see. They better do a really good job with him, because right now I'm just angry. So what else happened this week? Oh, Curtis trying to stand, which I didn't understand why we were pushing him that far. Like, he just had the surgery 4 days ago or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we already think he can stand. And then he's like, oh, I pushed myself too hard. Yeah, everyone could have told you that. Why are you doing it? But I was glad that Stella was able to ground him and be like, listen, just be happy that you can feel what you can feel and see what else happens, okay?
Right. Oh, and Ava and Sunny were shot at in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I did like that. Comforted her by showing her, like, no, look, here's the camera. Look, Avery is fine. You know,
yeah.
I thought that was nice.
Like I said, they're cute together. I don't want them like together, but they have come a long way from how they were in the beginning. And Avery was so cute being like, I'm just like confused because you had Nina around one day and you were married and then she's gone.
Yeah. Well, and I like that Ava was nice about it. And he's like, well, she's not asking questions. And she's like, not to you.
Right. Yeah. Know that feeling well.
And then, Michael talked to Drew and offered to resign.
Yeah. And then Drew was like, well, here, we can do all these bad things to Nina. And Michael was like, no, I can't get on board with that. And he was like, oh, okay, good. So we can like start over and stuff. I just needed to see where you were at.
And Chase and Dante went to Canada to see Maggie. And Maggie's like, I haven't seen Esme in years.
Right. And she brought up a very good point. Before you sent like two of what's supposed to be the best officers in Port Charles up to Canada to check this out, shouldn't you have had that letter's writing analyzed?
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't you stop and do that for a minute?
Right.
Nope, we just jumped on a plane and came here as fast as we could. Okay, well, that was pretty stupid.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then, so at the same time, and this is what I don't understand about this whole Esme thing. She went from 0 to 60.
Yep. Yeah. She was grasping with her reality. And then she knocked Kevin over the head. She went to Paris. She knocked that guy. Like, I guess she said she didn't kill him. He was still breathing, but knocked that guy. I feel like no matter what situation I was in, my first instinct would not be to grab a fire extinguisher and smack someone over the head. Like, I mean, if you're in a dangerous situation, good job thinking that far ahead. But I never for once have been like, oh yeah, I'm glad there's a fire extinguisher there so I can grab it and smack somebody if I need to.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was just all pretty extreme. She went from, I'm not sure what I'm going to do about who I used to be, to, oh yeah, I have these drugs with me. I have.
And she's going to go after Trina.
Right. I got some zip ties. Like, what? And
she knows Trina had nothing to do with Spencer's decision.
Right.
So
she was just using Trina to show Spencer how bad it hurts to lose someone that you care about.
Yeah.
And so I don't know that she actually wanted to hurt Trina to hurt Trina. Like, the vendetta wasn't actually against Trina other than the fact she's jealous of her, whatever.
Right.
But yeah, she put her like right off the dock though. Like, of course Trina's gonna find a way to get free and come back onto the boat. You really didn't think that was gonna happen? I don't know
either. But I mean, Portia and Curtis got there, I mean, within minutes of them trying to connect. And okay, I'm sorry. And I understand. We don't want to understand. We don't need the play-by-play of our children's lives.
Right.
But your daughter just got to Paris with the love of her life at this point. She's not always going to answer her phone. And you need to not be wondering what she's doing when she's not answering the phone.
Right. You probably don't want to think about what she's doing because that's your daughter. Okay. And she's in Paris with the love of her life, or what she thinks is right now.
Right. So it was nice to see the Haunted Star set is still around.
Right.
And they transformed the Port Charles Grill into that nice French restaurant.
They did. But the outside was Sunny's Terrace, right?
Oh, you know what? I don't think I was paying attention to the outside.
That's Sunny's like back porch where he goes to like look up at the sky and talk to Mike and whatever.
Yeah.
So, but I thought it was funny. Like, obviously we all know it was the Haunted Star, but I thought it was funny that they like added that extra piece of railing there. It was like a different theme or whatever, color pattern, whatever. And so it was like, oh, this place is so much nicer than the Haunted Star. And then that's the piece that they fell through. It was like, oh, there happens to be an opening here behind this piece.
Right. But so Spencer and Esme went overboard. And Spencer's turtle dove washed up on the shore.
It was magical.
And he's now presumed dead after only 48 hours.
Well, the water was cold. Although, doesn't cold water preserve you longer?
So there's a lot of things that you can read about the Titanic.
Okay.
And how people survived. But a lot of them obviously froze.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're in Titanic level.
I need to know the exact water temperature that they were in.
But there's a guy who was a baker or a chef. I am not recommending that this be used as a life-saving thing.
Okay.
He drank so much alcohol that he didn't freeze.
Oh.
And so in the movie Titanic, when they're like going down into the water, when Jack and Rose are, you know, holding on, like they're on the outside of the boat, and they're like, we're going down. And there's the guy next to them. And he takes out the thing and takes like a nip or something. That's supposed to be him. But they interviewed him. And yeah, he had been drinking a lot.
Hey, you do what you got to do, okay?
But I guess also throwing in the fact that Spencer had been injected with something that was paralyzing him, they probably were like, yeah, there's really not a chance.
Right.
And seriously, like, that's how Esme goes down. Like, I did like that Kevin put together. He's like, wait a second. He's like, I don't think she was using her card. You know, I'm remembering, like, I think I saw her and that's what she was doing at the Invader.
Yeah. I liked he didn't know it instantly. Like, yeah. He had to sit there and be like, wait, my brain's in a fog. I was hit in the head. Let me think about it. As everyone else was kind of talking about, well, she bought a bus ticket, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I liked that it took him time to figure that out instead of just, aha, I know the answer.
Right.
Like they like to do. So.
And then just seriously, poor Laura, though, like when they finally got home and she's just like, my whole family's slipping away. You know, she didn't even bring up the fact that Luke just blew up. Lucky's who knows where. And Lulu's in a coma.
Right.
And I mean, she did just lose Esme also. And she's been looking at Esme as family.
Right.
Lately. Right. And I guess that's the thing, though, is I don't like the abruptness of her shift. It really should have been either she got her memory back and immediately went back to being bad, or keep doing what they were doing with the her being torn in between. Like, I remember that I did these bad things, but I don't feel like I should be doing those anymore.
Right. You know?
And then I almost would have liked to have seen her go to Paris more in desperation of begging Spencer, like, please, seriously, you know, I want my son back. And then maybe have it wind up being an accidental violence where something triggers in her and she's like, but no, or she had been the one to pick up the wrench and that's how she wound up smacking someone, you know, because she just lost
it. Yeah, even if she would have gone with the intent to manipulate Spencer by using Trina, like, okay, she had some zip ties. So he's off some other part of the boat. She could have broke into the room and zip tied Trina to one of the chairs and been like, no, seriously, you need to tell me where my son is or I'm going to do something bad to your girlfriend. And she could have said she had whatever, but I would have been more okay with it if it was like, you know, I have these pills, don't make me give those to her or something like that.
Right.
Where you're kind of struggling. Like, yeah, if someone took one of my kids, I would be pushed to try to figure out some shady stuff I could do to get information to get my kid back. I just don't know where, like, my mind wouldn't go to, oh, let me buy some injectable medicine that might kill you, or where to even get that.
Right. So I don't know. But then, so Sunny and Dex went to go see Laura. And I loved that Laura, you know, offered also her mutual condolences regarding Spencer. But then she's like, so we have to talk about this Cyrus thing because I don't care if you're my friend. That's not okay.
Right.
But then Cyrus shows up and tries to comfort her. And he was trying to comfort her. But then Sunny, I felt like, kind of was pushing his buttons a little bit. And Cyrus is like, this is my sister. Like, I tried to protect Spencer in prison. And what? It took him going to Paris with his girlfriend to wind up getting, you know, I really do think that he felt bad about the whole situation. But then Laura, I love that woman's facial expressions.
Yes.
She looked like she was about ready to tick and explode. And she didn't. Yeah. She held it in and she's like, you just have to go.
Yeah, exactly. I cannot do this right now either. Get out.
But I did like that they discussed, Kevin and Laura discussed Esme's difficulties, you know, with, and what did Kevin say? That Ace was probably the truest emotion she ever experienced. Like, she probably never actually experienced true love until she had Ace.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, of course she's going to grasp at it and do whatever to make sure that she doesn't lose it.
Yeah. Right. And then I guess we have to hit on the whole Joss being, this was still replacement Joss, but Joss being at the hospital and yelling at, what's his name?
Adam's dad.
Adam, thank you. Adam's dad. And he's like, I thought I told you to keep this girl away. And Carly steps in and is like, don't talk to my daughter that way. She saved your son's life. And she even brought him his guitar. And I like the way they kind of all ganged up on him and was like, Adam, it's really your decision. And your dad is here talking crap and wants you to get rid of your guitar and all this other stuff. Like, you can tell him no, just go away. And of course, Adam's dad responds the way that any jerky parent does and is like, oh, if you're not doing what I say, then no money for you. You'll have to support yourself.
And he said, that's fine. And I have your phone number if you ever want to actually talk.
Yep.
And I loved that because that is a really difficult thing to do. And he's like, nope, I'm going to. And Felicia was right there with him saying, I'm sure PCU probably has some kind of a scholarship or some kind of, you know, way for him to be able to go to school.
Right.
For music.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to, well, so is that it with Adam then? Or are we going to watch him
recover somewhat? Maybe yeah. We won't see him like next week, but in a few months, they'll be like walking down the hallway and be like, hey, Adam, how's it going? And him be like, hey, why don't you come to the blah, blah, blah house this tonight and hear me play? I'm doing this or something.
We don't have a music venue.
No, I meant like one of the college, like
maybe Joss could get Carly to have mic nights, like open mic nights at Bobby's. Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, but you know, we used to have Jake's. We used to have the Outback, you know, stuff like that. Yep. We need something like that again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can offer just, I mean, like Phoebe and Friends did at the coffee shop, you know? They can put a little stage over by the...
Sure.
Just like a little... Just put up a chair and let Adam sing in the corner.
Okay.
It'd be nice.
It would be nice. I again, was thinking like frat house because he got drunk at the frat house or whatever sorority. Yeah, frat house. So maybe he could stop drinking and play his music and like become buddy buddies with them that way and then play the guitar at one of their parties.
I think he just needs to stay away from that stuff. I don't think he cares about that lifestyle. It was just, he wanted to numb the pain.
Yeah.
And so he did.
Yeah. I mean, that works, whatever. I just don't think we need to hyper focus on him.
Could always have him play at the nurse's ball too.
He could. That would be okay too. I just, like the dynamic of him at first was he was hung up on Joss, but she's never leaving Dex for him. And Trina just lost Spencer, so we can't have her moving on with him. So yeah. He needs to have a storyline outside of them, or else this needed to be the storyline that he finally stood up to his dad.
He needs to be single for a while anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Carly. No. Yes. Carly and Nina were approached by a reporter.
Oh, that was so not nice.
Doing a piece about Drew giving Carly the business when she said how many times.
Right. Right. And Nina, even for once, for 1 second, was halfway mature and was like, listen, on the record, I wish them well. I hope they do a great job. I'm sure that she'll take it in a new direction. And I was tired of being there anyway. So why she needed to go with her off the record crap was ridiculous.
Thinking that it wasn't going to be used.
Right, exactly. Because we've seen from the reporters that they've had previously on the shows that they totally respect that off the record, on the record stuff. And I don't even know what Carly got to say other than, yeah, I hope that Nina does well in her next whatever, and I'm going to do the best I can for Crimson. And then she prints up this horrible article about how Drew's not thinking correctly and blah, blah, blah.
Right. I do wonder if Nina will say something to her, though, just because she did give appropriate responses on the record.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Exactly. So talking about on the record, off the record, how do you feel about Tracy like bribing, even though she's not calling it bribing, that lady to drop the charges against Finn?
I think that's like going to come back to bite them.
Yeah. I felt like it was unnecessary. You had the truth on your side, whether the wife knew about it or not. Go through all of the information and everyone would see that the guy knew he was sick and he chose to do it this way anyway. And then if you feel bad and want to donate to the GoFundMe or whatever, sure, go ahead. But that felt totally conditional. And yeah, if they figured it out that fast just by looking at her GoFundMe page, how long is the court going to take to be like, wait a second, this feels like a bribe.
And Finn is a great dad. He would never for a second ever consider, maybe I should go to jail instead of her.
Right, right.
For something that he didn't do.
Yeah.
And it was Tracy, real quick, was like, and what about your daughter?
Yeah.
And I did feel bad for the wife that she didn't know the other oncologist that, I guess he made that decision completely on. But then she, as soon as Diane was like, do not talk to the defendant,
right,
she turned around and went straight to him. It's not even like she tried to be sitting at her table and overheard something and then was just like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. She walked right in there, totally determined to start a fight.
Yeah. So crazy, crazy.
It was.
Was there anything else?
I don't think so. Finn got his lawsuit dropped. Good job, Finn. Curtis tried to walk. That was a dumb idea.
Lois tried to control Brooklyn's wedding.
Yeah.
I loved Willow, though. I love Nurse Willow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's like, you'll need to get out now. Yep. You're agitating your son. Get out.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that was it. It really wasn't that exciting. Like, it was exciting, but it was not that exciting of a week. Like, you had to focus on those happenings, and that was it.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So how was your week?
It was okay. It was pretty uneventful. I had to take Emily to go buy a new phone. Her phone has been, like, broken somewhat for the last couple months. Like, we knew it was coming, and she was saving some money, but, like, phones are expensive. So I'm on my last 2 minutes of work Monday night, and I hear Emily come down the steps. She's supposed to be on her computer because her classes just started up again. So she comes downstairs. I hear her talking to Ryan. She's crying hysterically, and I hear her say something fell off of something. I swear to God, the way she was crying, I thought I was going to walk out of my office and see, like, bones sticking out of her leg or something. That is how bad she was crying. And okay. I'm like, what's, like, I'm trying to get off the call and, like, disconnect everything and whatever. I'm like, what's wrong? And she comes in and is like, I broke my phone. Like, it's broke. And so she showed it to me, and it was totally destroyed. You couldn't read anything on it or whatever. But, and I was like, oh my God, you just gave me a heart attack for no reason. Calm down. We will get you a new phone. It is okay. And so luckily I was off Tuesday. So was she. And so we had a nice little mother-daughter day, which the two of us don't usually have very often, because I told you we're the two that butt heads. And so it was nice to just have, like, a little mother-daughter day. We went to the mall. She got her phone. She was all excited. And then we went and got it activated and stopped at Target so she could get a new case for it, because the ones that they sell at the Apple store are a little ridiculous. And I just walked around the mall and looked at in different stores and stuff. Didn't really buy anything or whatever. But it was nice to have that day with her and know that she wasn't dying whenever she screamed crying or her phone broke. But that's that. So yeah. And then today was rehearsal for Madeline's dance comp, and she did really well. She was very excited. So hopefully next weekend she'll get some type of medal that says good job. But like I've said before, I don't really care about that either, as long as she has fun. So
oh, that's right. You work tomorrow.
I do work tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? No, tomorrow's work.
Yeah, tomorrow's work, because I was off last Tuesday, and then I have training all of this week, and then we'll be away for dance comp Friday, Saturday. So we can still record next Sunday as planned, as long as no one in your household gets COVID or does anything else crazy.
The rest of us have all been testing negative. So well,
that's good. What even made you test or made him test for COVID?
Oh, he was sick. He was sick, and then I can't remember if it was Friday he came home or it was over the weekend, his boss had COVID.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you need a test.
Yeah.
And then my aunt was getting sick, and I'm like, no.
No.
And so I told them, I was like, if you're both sick, you're both hanging out all week in the game room together, and I don't want to see you. I will give you food.
Right.
Because I'm the only one that's had it in my family up until this point. And I had it twice, exactly 2 months or 6 months apart. And it was really annoying. Yeah. And it's just, when I'm sick, I can rest. Like, I allow myself to rest. Yeah. And he cannot stay still. So he is going crazy.
Okay. But
I guess one of the perks of my son being away at college is we have an empty room right now. So he has been staying in his room for the week. Tested positive again last night. So I guess we'll see how this goes. But like, my daughter was, and this was the thing. So he stayed home Monday. He was feeling better. And so they said, if you just mask up, you can come back.
Yeah.
You know, without even testing negative or anything.
Right. So
it was, no, he must've been home Tuesday. Did he go to work Monday? Because then, no, I'm sorry. Yes. He went to work Tuesday. And okay, I'm messing this up, and it doesn't really matter so much except for the fact that he must have been off on Tuesday also. I can't remember. No, you know what? He went to work Monday, tested Monday night. That was it. Because then he was like, well, Gloria had it. And I was like, okay. So you're not feeling well. How about you take a test?
Yeah.
Because then he was home Tuesday. Sorry. I was like going through all my stuff in my head because we were supposed to be having happy hour with a friend on Tuesday and did not. Mm-hmm. But then Wednesday he went back to work and my daughter had a field trip at like a program type place for when she's done at her school that she can take classes and do, you know, different like community-based things.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to go longer than it did. And then I wound up being able to make it to a training in my office, which I thought I wasn't going to. And I made it and JD called me halfway through and he never calls like during the day.
Right.
So I left the training. He's like, we're all being sent home because so many people are testing positive.
Oh.
So I'm like, so you're staying in your room.
Right. You're grounded whether you want to be or not.
Yep. So, yeah. And then, yeah. So that was pretty much like the bulk of my week was trying to figure out how to still do stuff I had to do.
Yeah.
Which I guess thankfully, like right now, it's a little slow. So, oh, our official numbers came out and I am in the top 9% of the company.
Yay.
Nationwide.
That's awesome.
That's so not even just for Pittsburgh.
Yay.
It's the entire company, like the entire Berkshire brand.
Yay. That is very cool.
I'm very excited. But yeah, other than that, not really anything. I haven't tried it yet, but I ordered Central Perk coffee and it arrived today. So
nice.
I'll be trying that tomorrow. I think that's it.
Well, I hope that JD feels better.
Me too. So I guess join us on Thursday as we continue Bobby. Did you know that she had like a murderer pen pal?
No, I don't think I did.
Yep. We're going to talk about it. Bobby and I have so much in common. I do not have a pen pal murderer.
Like a murderer pen pal. You say.
But.
Oh my God.
I don't think. Yeah. So I didn't watch it, but I watched a little bit of it. Again, it's really difficult to find some of these videos. So yeah.
Alrighty.
All right.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.